This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Hey, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and Anthony has the word of the Lord.
We're in the sixth chapter of Luke. Now it came to pass in those days that Jesus went out to the mountain to pray. Why the mountain? No distractions. And continued all night in prayer to God. When's the last time me or you have prayed all night in prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus knew he had work to do the next day. So he needed to go and be with the Father, so the Father could fill him with the power and the glory of God. So if Jesus needs to pray like this, how much more do we? And when it was day, he called the disciples to himself. And from them he chose 12, who he also named his apostles. And he came down with them from the mountain and stood on a level place with the crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear Jesus and be healed of all of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits. And they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. So Jesus spent all night on the mountain, tarrying with the Father. We need to tarry until we are imbued with power on high. From that tarrying, the Lord gave Jesus the wisdom who to name his 12 apostles. And then he came down from the mountain filled with power. And what were the three reasons why people came to see Jesus in this story? They came to hear him preach about the kingdom of God. They came to be healed. And those tormented with unclean spirits came so that Jesus could set them free. Christ says, as I am in this world, so are you. And they were healed. They were all healed. And the whole multitude, the Bible says, sought to just touch Jesus. For power went out from him and healed them all. Father Tom, he's oozing with the power of God today. One touch from Father Tom and people get healed. Because he tarries with the Lord. You know, tithing is not only about money. It's about our time. I want to tithe 3 hours a day to the Lord Jesus Christ. A preacher said, if you give 3 hours of your day to the Lord Jesus Christ in tithe and prayer, you will change this world. But I want to give double tithes to the Lord. I want to give him 6 hours of the day. I want to give him 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours at night, where the Spirit begins to flow through me. The Lord will give power to anyone who's willing to pay the price. I want there to be knee marks in front of my bed because I'm on my knees begging the Lord. Lord, send your power, send your grace, Lord. Let me become a living sacrifice to you. The Lord Jesus is looking for people who will sacrifice everything so that they can be filled with his kingdom, filled with his power, filled with his anointing, not only living from the anointing, but living from the glory. See, this meeting, this message isn't for everyone. I'll just be real. This message is for, we're looking for 5, 10, 100 people. 100 people who hear this and begin to give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Pay the price so they can be filled with the kingdom of God. Not for them, but for other people. The Lord is looking for the sons and daughters of God, the remnant of God, that he can operate through them and put his power in them so that the world can be changed by Jesus Christ dwelling within them.
And there is a price that we pay if we want that. There's a price.
Yeah.
we no longer live, but the Lord Jesus lives within us. There's a price. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people don't want to pay that price. They don't want to pay that price. But you see, if you pay that price, you'll see things happen that other people don't see. You'll find people being healed that other people can't heal. You'll find that you are listened to as if the Lord himself was speaking to you, if you want to pay the price. And I'm going to tell you, many people don't. Many people don't. I had a wonderful priest, he's my friend, but he didn't want to pay the price. And he would sing like this, "Here I am, Lord, send Tommy D, Lord, don't send me, but send Tommy D." I'll pay the price, because paying the price means people like you will be set free. People like you will be healed. People like you will be saved by the blood of the Lamb. People like you will know that you can do the same things that I'm doing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I'll pay the price. I'm going to tell you another secret. If you don't pay the gospel price, you'll pay another price. Another price.
This life or the next.
That's right. This life or the next. I know people that pay the price of working not 40 hours a day, a week, but 80 hours a week because they want that mansion. I don't need that mansion. I just need a room that's settled and simple. That's what I need, not a mansion.
Yeah, we just need the king.
I'll have a mansion when I kick off. Amen. By the grace of God. There'll be a mansion there for me and a mansion there for you. But right now, it makes no difference. I have a one room, and it's blessed. You know why it's blessed? Because prayer is in that room. I once was in a little church, and in that church was the glory of God. And I wondered, why was there such a presence of the glory of God in this little church? And I received the answer. The answer was because people over the ages have prayed when they were destined, when they were destined to fail, when they were sick and needed healing, when they didn't know how to pay their rent. This little church was a place where he met them. The Lord himself met them. And I'm telling you, when the Lord meets you at a little place, that little place becomes holy. Not by me, not by you, but by Jesus himself. You know, when I was at Holy Rosary, people would come to be prayed with, many people. I had a little place to bring them to, the little chapel of the Blessed Sacrament. And even if my prayers didn't touch them, the presence of the Blessed Sacrament would touch them powerfully. We don't know how much power there is in the Holy Eucharist. Not only when we receive the body and blood of the Lord, but that when he's reposed in the tabernacle, there's a great power coming from that tabernacle. It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. A lot of people have no idea that the Lord is housed in the tabernacle. I'll tell you, the Lord is housed in me. I'm a tabernacle of the Most High God.
You're the living tabernacle of the Holy Spirit, Father.
The Lord is the tabernacle of Anthony.
Hallelujah.
Because God loves him and he gave his life to Jesus. The tabernacle is granted in us by the Holy Spirit. And God wants that to be used to bless people. I don't receive goodness from God because I'm going to store it in my heart. I receive goodness of God so that I can give it away to people like you.
If the Lord can't get something through you, he can't give you more of it. That goes for the anointing. That goes for money. That goes for anything in this world. There needs to be a flow in the spirit that you're receiving from heaven and releasing to earth. If you're receiving from heaven and trying to keep it in your belly, that's all you get. The more you release, the more you receive. The more you give, the more you receive. God has the upside down kingdom. If you want to be blessed, you need to give first. You know, as this message is to wake up. We got to wake up. As Catholics, we have everything. Today I woke up and I was in the chapel with Father Tom and Father Matt, gazing upon the Eucharist and the Blessed Sacrament. And then since I'm not going to be able to go to Mass later because I'm working, I was able to consume Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and be filled with the light of Jesus and the wisdom and his power. But it doesn't stop there. Then we then go upstairs, get on my knees, ro na ma campo, re sa na ma cinco ro, sheka tava quinte vo fantava. Father, release your power over the airwaves today, Lord. If anyone needs healing in the body, we declare healing. Yeah. If anyone needs healing in their emotions, be healed. Yeah. Jesus, encounter them. Lord, fill us with the power so we can release it until the people. God wants a people. People who are going to be relentless in prayer, relentless after chasing Jesus Christ. And when you're relentless for the kingdom, then God begins to trust you. God gives you favor. When you speak, people listen. When you release the Holy Spirit, he comes. When you declare healing, people become healed because you become another Christ on this earth. Not only me, not only Father Tom, whoever will want it, whoever will pay the price, whoever will live a sacrificial life. Jesus went up on the mountain all night and was tarrying until the glory came. He was communicating with the Father, and then he had the blueprint for the day. He named his 12 apostles. They came down off the mountain. The multitudes were gathered. He began to preach. It said, the kingdom of God is here. It is now. For you, the kingdom of God is here. It is now. Any unclean spirits, he cast them out. Any who are sick, he began to heal them. I'm always going to preach divine healing because that is a promise that Jesus gave us from the cross. People say, well, Anthony, what if people don't get healed? Well, I'm going to keep preaching salvation even if people don't get saved. This is a salvation is an encompassing package. Jesus came so that we may have life and life abundantly. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the work of the enemy. Sickness, work of the enemy. Depression, work of the enemy. Poverty, that you don't have enough to get by, work of the enemy, because Jesus said, I have come for you to have life and life abundantly, abundant life in every area of our life, full of life. See, when someone meets a Christian, they should say, that man is full of life. That man is full of life. What he has is what I want. St. Paul said, I'm going to evangelize by making people jealous of what God has given to me. But we got to tarry in the Spirit. And you know what? The Spirit isn't about comfort. The Spirit is about truth. You know, in Mark, the Bible says, after Jesus was baptized, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there 40 days in the wilderness, tempted by Satan and the wild beasts. And then the angels came to minister to him. The Spirit is going to allow us to be tempted. The Spirit of God is going to call us to do hard things. The Spirit of God is going to call us to pay a price so that we can be used in the kingdom. When I came to the Lord, the price was a 40-day fast. That was the price for the Lord. And after I paid it, I was filled with power. I started praying for people. They started going over in the Spirit. They started being healed. You know, it came from Father Tom, but it came from the price that was paid. And I was able to hear from God. The Lord doesn't call all of us to go to pay the same price. But I promise you, the Lord is calling you to pay a price. I promise you, the Lord is calling you to pay the price. And when you pay that price, you get free from yourself. And then you get the destiny that God has for you before the foundation of the world. The Lord always knew I was going to be on radio. When I was a little kid, I used to sneak into my parents' room and call the sports talk station. And my parents are like, who is this kid? Who is Anthony talking to on the phone? It's 10 at night. And at first they said, you're too young. You can't be on the radio. And then they said, little man from Salem, 8 years old. We got no age limit. And the Lord gave me favor to be on the radio. Most people get 30 seconds. I'd be on there for 20 minutes. The Lord gave me favor, but this was my destiny. But not my destiny wasn't in sports. My destiny was in Jesus Christ.
My destiny is in Jesus Christ. Where is your destiny? In your bank account? Oh. I'm going to tell you, that could dry up. Only takes several months for it all to dry up. Where's your heart today? For where your heart is, that's where you are. I want my heart to be with him who loved me and gave himself for me. I want my heart to be with me not only while I'm talking to you, but when I leave this room and go upstairs into my own room. I want my heart to be his then, when people are not looking. I want my heart to be all Jesus, all belong to Jesus. Do I do it perfectly? No, no. Do it imperfectly. But you know what? I do it by grace. Because you see, when your heart belongs to Jesus, he sends you his friends, the friends that need to be healed, the friends that need to be forgiven. The friends that need to be loved. They might not be the lovely children of the world. They might be those that nobody else wants. But Jesus wants them. I remember once saying to the Lord, Lord, you send me all these broken people. I'd like to have one of them come to me that got something. And the Lord said, I send to you all the broken people because you are one of the broken people. And because of your brokenness, you came to me. And because of your brokenness, you took my life in the power of the Holy Spirit. So now, when other people come, you understand what they're going through. They are at a place where you were at before you found me. Now use what you were given in the Holy Spirit to take them out of the place called Never Never Land and bring them to the place of eternity in Christ. That's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. You see, we're talking on the radio today, and some people who are hearing me are going to be in the presence of God because their heart's going to stop, maybe one or two people, in the next 2-3 months. I don't know. Be ready to have your heart before the Lord Jesus. Be ready as if you're going to kick off this week, this day. This month.
Stay ready.
Be ready. Be ready. Stay ready. Yes.
Every day I wake up, I say, one more day closer to heaven.
One more day closer to heaven.
Nothing scary about death. It's just promotion.
Yes, promotion. Let me ask a question today. If you died today, where would you go? Interesting question. Oh, don't tell me you'd go to heaven because you're a priest. Don't tell me you go to heaven because you're a bishop. No.
Much is given, much is expected.
Yes, and you're going to heaven.
The more you know, the stricter we're judged. Like, because of what I know and what God has shown me, like a little sin for me is a greater sin, is a much greater than... You know, someone who did something that we conceived worth. I'm not going to be judged as someone on the ministry. I'm not, and Father, as a priest who's God put, he's going to be judged even stricter than all of us, you know? So, which much is given, much is expected. The Lord wants to give you much. But from that much, he's going to expect much from you.
You've got to desire it. You've got to desire it. You've got to desire him. You see, there are people that are listening today that they're in the desert. They're in a place that they never would choose. But from that place, the Lord wants to come to them and bring not only salvation, but the experience of Pentecost through their hands, through their mouths, through their hearts. Oh, yes. Many, many people in the church stop with the resurrection of Jesus. The Bible doesn't stop with the holy resurrection. The Bible stops after Pentecost. The cost of being filled with the Holy Spirit and doing the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many people know Pentecost? How many people know the outpouring of the Spirit that leads them to other people that have no idea who Jesus is? Oh, Pentecost is what it's all about. The church years ago used to say this, the 32nd week, Sunday, after Pentecost, the 33rd week, Sunday after Pentecost. It's all about Pentecost, the power of the resurrection. Those disciples were dead in that upper room. They didn't know what to do after the ascension of Jesus. So they sat and prayed. They sat and prayed. Oh, 9 days were in prayer. 9 days were in fasting. 9 days were in the presence of God. And on the feast of the giving of the law, that's Pentecost, there was a rushing mighty wind that filled the whole place. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's what the church needs today. That's what the church needs today. That's what I need.
So, Lord, pour out Pentecost on everyone listening, Lord. Jesus was filled with power, and power was coming out of him so that everyone who touched him was healed. You know, we talk about revival, but revival starts with one man or one woman willing to pay the price for the Lord Jesus Christ. One man who says, Lord, I'm going to pray. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to push it. I'm going to tarry until you do something, Lord, until the power fills me, until the glory fills me, Lord, that until you open the heavens, God, I need you to move or I won't move, Lord. Someone who has just relentless prayer. They come after the heaven relentlessly. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. But of power. Father, open the heavens over everyone listening. Release what's upon this ministry. Release what's upon our life to each and every person, Lord. Let there be people that choose today be the day, Lord, that they lock themselves in their room, that they pray in the Holy Ghost till the fire descends upon them, Lord, till the wisdom descends upon them, Lord, and they wake up tomorrow and they do it again, and they wake up tomorrow the next day and they do it again, Lord. If we had 5 or 10 people, Lord, that would just fast, pray, go to all-night prayer, tarry until the glory comes. Not live from the flesh, but live directly from the Spirit of God. You will open the heavens, Lord. You will release the Shekinah glory like you've released so many times before, Lord, that there'll be revival, that the kingdom of God will come on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We're in the end times, Lord. We're looking for the remnant who will pay the cost to walk in the power, not for themselves, Lord, but for the kingdom of God, Lord. We are heaven's representatives, Jesus. Let us carry an atmosphere of glory that when we walk in a room, vroom, vroom, people become healed. People become saved. Boko ro sariamako. Re sanama sinto ro sabase. We declare, Holy Spirit, be released right now. Be released. Every spirit of sickness, let it die in the name of Jesus. Let light, let health, let wisdom come upon people now. John, you said that I will baptize you in water, but there's one so much greater than me who is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to strap his sandals. And he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. But he said one more thing.
And power.
And fire. And power, fire, which comes with power. Lord, let that fire begin to descend right now. Let that fire begin to descend upon every person. Without that fire in your belly, we're impotent, Lord. Give them fire, Lord. Let them know who they are in Christ. Let them experience the kingdom of God right now. Koto vo makate va canto se te ve rana marianco o rana mase. The Lord said, out of your innermost beings will flow rivers of living water. Those rivers of living water were created to flow right out of you. The word of God was created to flow right out of you. The healing power and the love of God was created to flow right out of you. Things were not created to be hard in the spirit. You were created to go from glory to glory, to flow from one miracle to another, Lord. And I declare today is a changing point in your life, a changing point where today is a day I decide that I will pay the price to live from the realm of the Spirit for the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the word of God is, take it, take it, take it, take it now, and it's yours. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.